Halloween haunt. Here you'll find our ghastly traditions, history, eerie poems, and more. And now, may I present the one, the only, the Halloween Haunter.
I was looking into Halloween hoaxes for an upcoming episode when I realized that perhaps the biggest Halloween hoax of all celebrates its 70th anniversary in 2008. And it wasn't even intended to be a hoax. The radio adaptation of H.G. Wells' classic War of the Worlds, starring and directed by Orson Welles, was broadcast live on CBS on October 30th, 1938. The Sunday evening show was part of the anthology series Mercury Theater on the Air. The original story of Martians invading Earth, focusing on late 19th century England, was rewritten to sound like a contemporary live radio broadcast. At least for the first two-thirds of the hour-long drama. The second act focused on a survivor of the attack going through the scorched New Jersey countryside. It was the first act which caused such a ruckus. The program started innocently enough.
The Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present Orson Welles and the Mercury Theater on the Air in The War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells.
And then Orson Welles came on to set the stage. He was very foreboding, describing how we had been watched for years unbeknownst to us. The introduction faded out as music and an announcer introducing the orchestra faded in, and was soon interrupted by a news bulletin. Strange explosions had been observed on Mars by astronomers, and jets of blue flame were hurtling towards Earth. The music continued, interrupted more and more frequently by escalatingly frightening news reports of creatures coming out of cylinders from space and killing people, then going on the march against mankind. There was an intermission and a disclaimer stating that this was fictional. Then, Mr. Welles is one of the final survivors. I won't spoil it further for you, but it was a very grim hour which ended on a hopeful note. Mr. Welles came on at the end saying it was just a Halloween prank, and he wished everyone a good Halloween. For people who knew the area, and people who listened carefully, it was clear that the reporters were able to get from place to place awfully quickly. However, we know how carefully people listen to the radio now. It wasn't much different then, and there were many, especially in New Jersey, who tuned in after the introduction and heard that strange goings-on were happening involving outer space creatures and then deadly rays from Martians. Well, they didn't want to take extra time to listen further and get more details. They reacted. This was a time when the Nazis were on the march in Europe, and there was a lot of tension in this country before World War II. The legend is that people went crazy, filled the highways trying to get out of town, even bringing weapons in case they ran into some Martians. Someone even shot a water tower in the real Grover's Mill. Supposedly. It's very possible, though, that newspapers trumped up the reports a bit because they were afraid they'd be put out of business by radio, and they wanted to make radio look bad. However, there were most likely hundreds of thousands of frightened people, many of whom were at least concerned enough to call authorities, only to be reassured that the authorities hadn't heard anything. It didn't help that the Mercury Radio Theater had low, low ratings. They had about 1/6 the audience of the popular show opposite them on NBC Red, which starred Don Ameche and Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. They were a hoot. At about 15 minutes, they went into music, and there were surely many dial twisters looking for some other entertainment until the funny dummy came back on. That would be about the time that the top of the cylinder came off, and the terrified reporter told the audience about a strange alien creature like an octopus on land. That might make you forget about your usual Sunday laughs. Also interesting was a reaction on the West Coast. In a small town in the state of Washington, where an explosion lit up the sky and knocked out power in the middle of the invasion. So just after people heard that Martians were spewing poison gas and shooting ray guns with flashes of light, these people were cut off from the world. One story says a man put his wife in the car, drove to a gas station demanding gas, and drove off without paying. Then he went to his priest 50 miles away to absolve his sins. He supposedly told the gas station attendant that paying wouldn't make any difference. We're all going to die. It's a nice story, but I don't know if it's true. The story goes that nobody involved in the show got in trouble, but CBS had to promise not to use "We Interrupt This Broadcast" in a dramatic radio program. The program has been remade and updated many times for radio, and the experience of the broadcast was dramatized for television as well. In 1968, WKBW in Buffalo updated the story and created their own panic, getting into a bit of trouble themselves. It's nice to know that some things don't change, isn't it? If you try hard enough, you may be able to find a radio station broadcasting the original, usually on Halloween. There's nothing like hearing it on the radio. If you can't though, or if you'd like your own copy, we have a link to a copy of the program. It's a bit scratchy, but that kind of adds to the fun. You can find the link and much more about the War of the Worlds on the radio at HalloweenHaunt.wordpress.com. More hoaxes coming in future editions of the Halloween Haunt. If you have a favorite, please let me know.